In this bulletin, the government defends its actions to prevent bushfires in Tasmania. A report into the Murray-Darling Basin released. And Labor defends its party's policy to scrap cash payments for excess franking credits. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Tasmanian government is defending its actions to prevent bushfires. It comes as thick smoke from fires cover Hobart. That has forced health authorities to urge people over the age of 65, as well as people with health conditions such as heart and lung disease and diabetes, in the area to leave their homes. Dozens of fires are burning across the state, requiring 500 firefighters to fight them, with 12 emergency warnings in place. Premier Will Hodgman says his government has conducted burns that are designed to stop situations like the current one getting even worse.
I certainly believe my government has done more than any before it to reduce fuel loads through planned programs, significant budget commitments. Resources have been applied throughout the year, or when it's able to conduct these burns safely, in a way to minimise risks and to avert compounding situations such as the one we're in now.
The release of the report of the Royal Commission to the Murray-Darling Basin is drawing plenty of response. Rod Campbell, of the research director of the think tank, the Australian Institute, he says part of the problem with the Murray-Darling Basin is that management of it has not done enough to sufficiently be transparent.
The fact that the management of the Murray-Darling Basin has been able to take place in back rooms, far from the attention of people in the major cities or here in Canberra, is part of the reason that we're in the difficulties we're in today.
Prime Minister is accusing the federal opposition of arrogance over a policy that could see up to 900,000 self-funded retirees lose income. Opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen has defended the Labor Party's policy to scrap cash payments for excess franking credits. The policy would save $11 billion in its first 2 years and more than $50 billion in 10. Mr. Bowen says a system where people receive tax refunds despite paying little or no tax is neither fair nor sustainable, and says people who don't agree are free to vote for another party. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says dismissing concerns about the policy in that way shows that the Labor Party and its leader Bill Shorten thinks it has the upcoming federal election already won.
Dismissing them and saying, well, just go and vote for somebody else. Well, I believe they will, Bill. I believe they will. Not just because you have imposed, would seek to impose a $5 billion a year tax on a grab on them, but because the way you dismiss them and arrogantly treat them. You think your feet are already across the threshold in the lodge, mate, but the Australian people, they're wising up to you. They know what their plans, your plans, are going to mean for them.
Residents of South Townsville have been advised to seek higher ground as floods continue in North Queensland. A monsoon trough is responsible for the vast amount of rain. People who have low-lying homes in the localities of Alligator Creek, Nomi and Jalago and Giru have been warned their homes are at risk of being flooded. An evacuation centre is being opened at Alligator Creek Bowls Club. Townsville's Rosses River Dam is at 129% of its capacity. Six schools in the area remain closed due to the wet weather. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Julia Banks' decision to run against Cabinet Minister Greg Hunt indicates the ultimate failure of authority for Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Ms. Banks, currently the member for the electorate of Chisholm in Melbourne, has announced she will run as an independent against Mr. Hunt in his Melbourne seat of Flinders in the forthcoming federal election. Ms. Banks defected to the crossbench last year after Malcolm Turnbull was ousted as Prime Minister. She criticised the behaviour of some of her Liberal Party colleagues during the spill that ousted Mr. Turnbull. Mr. Shorten says Ms. Banks' decision shows Mr. Morrison hasn't been able to do anything about her concerns.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in Greg Hunt's shoes today. You know, I think that her running in Flinders is the ultimate sign of failure of the Prime Minister's authority over his own party. She made it clear that she was bullied by the coup masters who got rid of Malcolm Turnbull, who've never explained to Australians why Malcolm Turnbull's no longer there. She went to her own Prime Minister, the new fellow, and said this isn't good enough. And in the end, she's so unimpressed with his lack of authority on the issue of the proper treatment of women in the Liberal Party, that she's running from outside.
Australia's Davis Cup players are taking on Bosnia and Herzegovina in Adelaide this week, looking to join the Six Nations already qualified for November's revamped 12-nation final series. 19-year-old Alex de Minaur is Australia's top-ranked player at 29 in the world, but according to his Davis Cup teammate, Jordan Thompson, there's plenty more talent coming through the ranks. Thompson and Davis Cup coach Leighton Hewitt have both been highly critical of the move to scrap the traditional home and away ties and the introduction of shorter best of three set matches for the Davis Cup. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.